This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Out Anthony Fauci. He's not the only one. I'll tell you who else is and what's being revealed, but first, here's part of Rand Paul being interviewed last night talking about this.
The establishment regularly wrings their hands, befuddled by the public's obvious and dramatic loss of faith in America's once most respected institutions. Now, invariably, they blame Donald Trump for sowing these seeds of doubt. His and his mega mastodons, all of those, they're the ones who poison the public's thinking about everything from the FBI to the CDC.
I'm a politician, I know, but I'm listening to the scientists. Wear a mask. Socially distance.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up.
Of course, these frauds all need to look in the mirror. They are solely to blame because they're the ones who just made stuff up to scare people and to control people. How many times did some annoying liberal woman chastise you at the grocery store checkout line or at the airport check-in counter? Social distancing, please. Remember that? Remember those annoying stickers? They're still there. Well, as the angle told you back in 2020, these rules about masks, rules about social distancing, were not based in science at all. And now, years later, in testimony on Capitol Hill, Tony Fauci, the man responsible for it all, has begun admitting what we knew all along, that there was no data-driven evidence to support these rules. But we were supposed to blame Trump for all this? Those same fraudulent scare tactics are being used to mandate EVs. A lot of them are frozen here in Iowa this week. And, of course, they want to outlaw gas stoves. You'll have to fight me for mine. And they want to push to ban meat, force you to eat grasshoppers. And, of course, they want to ban natural grass lawns. Can't have those. The left wants to control you. They want to monitor you. And they want to chip away at your freedoms for your own good. Joining me now, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Senator, they've been telling us that democracy is in danger if Trump gets in. But how would you describe what they've been doing to us?
Well, you know, democracy is in danger because you realize, Laura, you can't have democracy unless it's filtered through Rachel Maddow. We can't let Donald Trump speak directly to the people. By all means, democracy will only survive if he is channeled and filtered by Rachel Maddow. I mean, to listen to the ridiculous nature of these people who every day blather on about democracy's going to be defeated, we're going to lose democracy, and then the next breath they come out and say, but we must ban Donald Trump from being on the ballot because, God forbid, the American people, we cannot let them have a choice and let them vote for him. So it is a bizarre notion. And they have these convoluted ways of saying, well, we need an electoral process for supporting democracy, which involves sometimes limiting people who are against democracy from being on the ballot. They really are so addled, they can't even really conceive of how ludicrous the things are that they're saying.
Now, Senator, we discussed the fake social distancing rules that were put into place. They were everywhere. There were tyrants running around, you know, wagging fingers and yelling at people. And Tony Fauci essentially admitting that that was just based in nothing. What should the consequences be for him for all of the COVID fraud that was perpetrated on the American people?
Everything they blame the right on, vaccine hesitancy, not trusting government officials, the loss of trust in government, I told them over and over again, and I still continue to tell them, it is at their feet. It's not at those of us who said, well, maybe we should examine individually whether older people might benefit from
vaccine. We're going to come back to this clip,
might not,
and we're also going to follow up with some other news. in regards to Fauci. But see, it's another one of those things. It's like, Fauci is just, he's caught red-handed here, man. How are we helpless to prosecute that little gremlin?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now, Senator, we discussed the fake social distancing rules that were put into place. They were everywhere. There were tyrants running around, you know, wagging fingers and yelling at people. And Tony Fauci essentially admitting that that was just based in nothing. What should the consequences be for him for all of the COVID fraud that was perpetrated on the American people?
Everything they blamed the right on, vaccine hesitancy, not trusting government officials, the loss of trust in government, I told them over and over again, and I still continue to tell them, it is at their feet. It's not at those of us who said, well, maybe we should examine individually whether older people might benefit from the vaccine versus younger people who might not need it, or whether or not people who have already been infected may not need to be vaccinated again, or maybe people don't need three or four vaccines if they've already been infected. None of these questions were ever answered. But the more they came out with things that weren't believable, like that your six-month-old needs three vaccines or your 12-year-old needs three vaccines, even if they've had COVID, and that none of the studies included the variable of whether you have had COVID. So they would do these large studies and compare booster to no booster, and they couldn't show that it stopped transmission because it doesn't. And for kids and teenagers and young people, they couldn't show that it reduced hospitalization or death, because it didn't, because these kids were rarely going to the hospital. So then they came up with, they said, well, if we vaccinate your kid three times, they make antibodies.
But Rand.
I mean, yeah. it wasn't
Senator,
proof of anything.
It was all, yeah, Senator, they were lying. And the lying had real consequences for children, their mental health, their education, for business, for our faith, not being able to go to houses of worship. I mean, that's fundamental American freedoms. And I'll ask you again, what should the consequences be for Anthony Fauci?
Jail. You know, I've sent two referrals to the Department of Justice. I think he lied to Congress, which is a felony. You know, several folks from the Trump administration were accused of lying to Congress and carted off to jail with FBI agents all over their property, host, you know, yanking them out of their house early in the morning. But we have two tiers of justice here. It depends on whether you were a supporter of Donald Trump or you're a supporter of big government, you know, the centralized government. But Anthony Fauci did lie to Congress. We know that from his own words, not because I say lies, but his private emails say he was lying. Virtually everything he said in private contradicted what he was saying in public. And he was fairly honest in private. In private, he said masks don't work. In public, he wore three masks. In private, he admitted that there was such a thing as natural immunity gained from getting the infection. In public, he was like, you know, we're not going to measure that. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, on our show, he said that several times. So I kept trying to push him on natural immunity. And he's like, oh, well, that's not really a thing. All right, Senator, you've been fantastic on this.
Does Anthony Fauci belong in prison? Well, would it be for the COVID protocols? Would it be for the vaccine pushing? Maybe we should go back and look at his involvement in the AIDS epidemic. Rand Paul followed up and released this statement this morning. Newly obtained documents confirm yet again Fauci lied about COVID. Fauci's NIH lab was a partner with Wuhan on a proposal to engineer highly transmissible coronavirus in 2018. But he wasn't alone. 15 government agencies knew about it and said nothing. Americans deserve answers. Yeah, that's right. And these people probably deserve prison time, I would say. The great Wuhan flu, the great COVID cover-up, shocking truth about Wuhan and 15 federal agencies. It's frustrating because this has been known for years now. And yet we still have to sit here and play this game of tiddlywinks, trying to put that tiddlywink Anthony Fauci behind bars. But who knows? You know, maybe Fauci gets involved in some more gain-of-function research and another pandemic happens. And he comes out and says, you need to wear your mask and you need to take your vaccine. Elon Musk commenting on the development saying, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. That's right. That should be obvious at this stage in the game. It's funny, too, because, you know, people look at Elon Musk and he's obviously a pioneer in his own right. But like, yeah, coming out and saying that Anthony Fauci deserves prosecution, that's like barely, that's like the lightest step you could take for a guy that, you know, makes rockets and all this other stuff. That's like nothing. Like, yeah, prosecute Fauci, duh. But it's like, oh, my God, Elon Musk is saying it. Which is good. It's nice to have that, you know, someone with a bigger profile as Elon Musk saying it. But people act like, oh, my gosh, he's leaning into this so hard. Well, that should be basic common sense to prosecute that goblin creature. I mean, should we review Fauci's involvement in the AIDS epidemic? And these stories are re-emerging and going viral with all these old headlines talking about Fauci, the man who gave us AIDS. Smallpox, vaccine triggering AIDS, it's Fauci, it's Fauci, 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 Fauci. He's all over it. Fauci, Fauci. And because you didn't prosecute him then, because you didn't put that mad scientist goblin behind bars then, he came out with COVID. What will Fauci do next? What loving virus will Fauci give us next? Loving virus from Fauci. And then he goes on TV and they put him in like GQ mag. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I just wear a mask. I don't know. Get your vaccine. Wear your mask. A ghoul. And did Matthew McConaughey win awards for that movie? Dallas Buyers Club. I think that was an award-winning film. Dallas Buyers Club. You may have seen the film. Pretty good movie actually. And you know the bad guy in that movie is Anthony Fauci. Strange. Just odd. That dirty, rotten, mad scientist, Anthony Fauci. Everybody knows it, too. Everybody that's worked with him knows it. It's just a joke. But hey, you know what? If you bent a blade of grass on the Capitol lawn on January 6th, we're coming for you. You're going to prison. Okay? You're a danger. All right. Let's move on here. Let's talk political issues. Now, a couple nights ago, Donald Trump releases a statement on abortion. And while you can only assume Trump's stance to be political at this point, just making political measurements and decisions ahead of a 2024 election, we also have to analyze that from a raw political standpoint. And so I'm pro-life. I would like to see laws protecting the unborn, absolutely. But at the end of the day, we have to be pragmatic and we have to be making decisions to put ourselves in the best situation politically, which also eventually will be to eradicate abortion altogether, but it's a process. It's a process. And this is why I always say political purism is a cancer to any political movement. And so now people are coming out against Trump because he makes these statements that you might disagree with, I might disagree with, but Trump is kind of up against it. Because the Republican Party really is bad on this issue, where they have no good, they're bad messaging wise. So you can just come out with raw policy, and that's fine. But they don't even do that. And there's a reason why they don't do that, because they know it would probably hurt them politically. Now, I think abortion is a winning issue politically, but it has to be presented in a very nuanced way, and you have to make sure that you're winning in the narrative war and the headline battle, and going up against the left in that battlefield. I mean, they own the field, so they've got the home field advantage. It's tough to do, but the Republican Party doesn't do counter narratives. The Republican Party doesn't do narrative control. They don't put out any good press releases, any good press statements, any good ads pushing back on all the abortion rhetoric that the.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, isn't it kind of interesting that for a lot of women, young women that I speak to, there's these, like, isms and ideologies that are so strongly implanted in your brain, but you haven't really even done the work to come to that conclusion, yet it manifests in the form of you voting in a political way. I would assume you're maybe probably Democrats, or you vote for politicians, not solely, but strongly because of what they do with abortion. And when my side says that they use abortion as an issue to turn out the female vote, does it not make you think, like, oh, isn't it interesting that I'm so passionate about this issue that I actually haven't done any research on?
Now, that's quite frankly every issue that a liberal has. But let's look at the abortion issue, because that's what the Democrats are going to try to push to the polls. Most of those girls probably have never had an abortion and never will. In fact, most women that are pro-choice have never had an abortion and never will. Most of those girls, they're all on birth control. They're not even worried about getting pregnant. They're probably on multiple forms of birth control. So it's not even an issue that they have to deal with. But they get manipulated. They get lied to. And then they end up going and voting because of it. And getting other people to go out and vote because of it. And they're convinced it's about health care. Because the Republicans lose the narrative war. But it was really perfectly phrased there. You get manipulated, and then you end up voting Democrat. And you can see it in their faces if you're watching us today on band.video. You can see in their faces after she says it. They're like, oh, I guess she's kind of right, actually. Huh. See, it's not, oh, I need to vote for safety or security or a good economy or good foreign policy. It's abortion. That's insane in and of itself. But it shows how they get manipulated. But strategically, Trump, abortion restrictions cost GOP. Political purism destroys a political movement at the polls. And so, this is a tough one. This is a tough one for Christian conservatives. This is a tough one for pro-lifers. It is. It really is. So, I guess the question would be strategically, do pro-lifers now not show up because of this stance to vote for Donald Trump? I doubt that. I would say, just from a matter of strategy and just raw politics, that Trump coming out and taking the neutral ground probably has a positive result at the polls, and then him being attacked by the Democrats and the Republicans forced people to go look at what he's actually saying and realize that, okay, no, they're actually lying about Trump's stance on the issue now. And then Mike Pence coming out and attacking Donald Trump, saying he stabbed the pro-lifers in the back. I don't view it that way. I think Trump has to make a political strategic decision, and he did so, and he took the neutral ground. And he figured, you know what? It's probably better for me to be in office than draw a hard line in the sand on abortion and then not get into office. Some people might disagree. That's the measurement I see here. But for Mike Pence, who loves war, who goes out and signs bombs, who goes out and takes a Sharpie and signs bombs for a photo shoot, to be talking about being pro-life, sit down and shut up, Mike.
It's really unfortunate, Mike. You turned out to be a total phony and a total fraud. And so you want to take a hard stance on being pro-life? Fine. Good for you. Maybe don't go sign a bomb that's going to be dropped to kill innocent children, you phony. But you did it, didn't you? You did it. And you loved it. You felt good about it, too. You loved the cameras there, but then you're going to pile on Donald Trump? Give me a break. Now here's some more commentary on it. Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time. I'm telling you, strategically, again, if you're a pro-lifer and it rubs you the wrong way, I get it. But strategically, what Trump did here politically was actually probably smart. Because this used to be the common stance from any politician to take on the issue. Here's Joe Biden in 2006. Here's his stance on abortion, 2006.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that. I think the vast majority of the American people think that can be done. But unfortunately, we're put in a position to either eliminate abortions under all circumstances or it's, quote, abortion on demand. The fact of the matter is I've never known of a woman having an abortion and say, by the way, I feel like having an abortion. It's always a tragic decision made, always a difficult decision.
Seems rational there, doesn't he? Here's Hillary Clinton, 2008. What does she have to say about abortion?
I think abortion should remain legal, but it needs to be safe and rare. And I have spent many years now as a private citizen, as First Lady, and now as Senator, trying to make it rare, trying to create the conditions where women had other choices. I have supported adoption, foster care. I helped to create the campaign against teenage pregnancy, which fulfilled our original goal 10 years ago of reducing teenage pregnancies by about a third. And I think we have to do even more. You know, when I think about this issue, I think about the whole range of concerns and challenges associated with it, and I will continue to do what I can to reduce the number and to improve and increase the care for women, and particularly the adoption system and the other opportunities that women would have to make different choices.
So that probably would have been considered a far-left take on abortion in 2008. But so what's changed? Looking at those clips from Biden and Hillary from 2006 and 2018, it tells two big stories. One, it shows how Democrats don't really have any fundamental beliefs. Democrat political beliefs and policies and fundamentals change with the temperature, with the season, with the flavor of the month. They can change. They don't actually have foundational principles. And that's why it's actually harder for Donald Trump to deal with this issue, because conservatives actually do have foundational principles. Being pro-life might be one of them. But for Democrats, they don't have foundational principles. They don't have to remain consistent with policy or political beliefs or stances on major issues like abortion. They can change depending on whatever the direction the wind blows. And they do. It's all political strategy. But here's the other story. Why did Democrats make the issue of abortion such a headline issue, even though clearly they knew 20 years ago it was something you wanted to touch with kid gloves and stay away from and be as neutral as possible? Because they've turned it into a political issue, they've turned it into a narrative war, and they've manipulated women into becoming single-issue voters, and some men, to become single-issue voters on abortion alone. So they don't vote common sense, they don't vote border security, safety security, economy, foreign policy. All they do is show up and vote abortion. It was all done intentionally by the Democrats. So there's your two stories from those clips. Democrats change their policy depending on what way the wind blows. They don't have any foundations or principles. And they manipulate people with issues like this to become one-issue voters.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Close out that last topic of discussion here. 210 Democrats vote against bill requiring medical care for babies born alive after abortion attempt. Yeah, kill that kid. Oh, man, it's just, ugh. And, you know, here's people's concerns, and I think Trump's concerns as well, and there is an argument to be had here. And I'm against political purism, but I understand people that are, and pro-life is one of the main purist issues that there are. Arizona Supreme Court rules state must revert to century-old law banning nearly all abortions. Near total abortion ban, Arizona reinstates 160-year-old abortion ban. So, notice what they did in 2022, and nobody ever went to prison for leaking the Supreme Court decision. And so they leaked it in a timely fashion right before the midterms so that they could get abortion on the ballot. And now they're going to do the same thing. And so you can be a political purist on this issue, and you can celebrate this decision, and you can celebrate other things. And maybe you have asked yourself the question. Is it worth it to be a political purist on the abortion issue, but then lose elections? And you could say, well, that doesn't mean we're going to lose elections. Okay, but what if it did? What if it did? That's the question. That's the measurement. And so, have no doubt about it that this decision in Arizona is now going to be used by Democrats to say, see, Republicans are going to take away your right to health care. And dumb liberal women will fall for it. So you just look at things politically, pragmatically. If you're a purist, you say, I don't care. We're saving all the babies no matter what. That's fine. Even if it costs you elections. But that's where we're at. Now, this decision just happened today as well. This is truly precedent setting. Parents of Michigan school shooter sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison, Jennifer and James Crumbly, whose son killed four people, each face up to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter convictions. Now, this just broke. I don't want to get too deep into this, but the evidence presented against them is pretty bad. When it comes to the messages and the warnings and everything that was presented to the court, it definitely looks pretty bad. No doubt about it. But to now have the precedent that parents can be prosecuted for crimes that their children commit is extremely concerning and dangerous. And it really sets up an entire new litany of issues that could potentially follow here. And I get where the jury is coming from, and that's part of the problem in America today, too, is that, you know, it's a jury of your so-called peers, but if half of those juries are not very bright people, if half those jurors aren't very bright people, you know, the type of people you go out in the streets and say, hey, you know, when was the Declaration of Independence signed? Or, hey, how many states are there? Or what's the U.S. Capitol? And they just don't know anything. Those are the type of people that get into a jury now. And so they just deal with raw emotion. They don't think critically. They can't think two-dimensionally, three-dimensionally, four-dimensionally. They can't think about the impact of decisions like this. And they just go off raw emotions. And so they see these messages and the kid killing kids at the school. And they just say, oh, my gosh, well, these parents have to pay. Somebody has to pay. And then it's just, boom, now you have the precedent. The parents are getting charged for what the child did. So that just developed today. Very dangerous precedent there. All right. You know, this is how Democrat Party propaganda works, by the way. And we just discussed that with the abortion issue. California environmentalist group sue to close last nuclear power plant, providing 9% of California's power. We need to be going the opposite direction. We need to be getting nuclear power on grid. But so now your energy bill in California is going to be 9% higher. And this is what the liberals do. They just did the same thing with this minimum wage law. And they all vote for a minimum wage law. And then they lose their job because the business can't afford to pay them anymore. And they say, what the heck? So now it's going to be the same thing. Oh, I voted for the minimum wage law. Look how smart I am. You just lost your job. Oh, I voted to shut down the nuclear plant. Your energy bill just went up 10%. Why is my energy bill so expensive? But they set you up with these environmentalist stunts and propaganda agents like Greta Thunberg. It's so ridiculous. She gets quote-unquote arrested, they say. These police officers pick her up and put her in like a tour van. There's no arrest. And notice, there's entire teams of cameras filming the entire thing like it's a movie scene. It literally is it's exactly what you would see if somebody was filming a movie. I feel bad for this girl. And I mean, I guess she's technically an adult now, but I don't want to be mean to Greta Thunberg here. This girl has obviously been used and abused by wacko leftist progressive types and her parents. And it's really disgusting, actually. And so part of my heart actually breaks for Greta Thunberg. That she's been used and abused by these people now. And this is just who she is now. And so she gets treated like she's in a Hollywood movie with all these cameras around her, and they say she gets arrested, and they toss her into a city bus. It's not an arrest. It's all for stunt. It's all a camera thing. But, you know, she's the exact type of person they want to use that probably doesn't know any better and may have some learning disabilities or something. So again, I don't want to come on here and make fun of this girl. My heart kind of breaks for her because she's been used and abused by liberals. That's what they do. These are sick freaks that will do anything for their agenda. They will. They will use children. Absolutely. They will use anything. See, once you understand, once you make that leap intellectually, philosophically, you understand how sick, deranged, and dangerous the modern-day liberal truly is. They will sacrifice anything at the altar of liberalism, including children. Because they've put it in their heads that they're the heroes, and so they can do no wrong. They've put it in their heads that they're the stewards of humanity. They're the stewards of morals. They have the high ground. They're saving the planet. So, yeah, you got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet. That's how they look at it, folks. So whatever evil they commit in the process, they've already justified it internally by, we're the good guys. We're the good guys. We're fighting the evil. We're always the good guys. We always have the moral high ground. And if we have to do some bad things or abuse some kids or do whatever we have to do to accomplish our agenda, it's worth it because we're the good guys. So that's how they justify all this crap. And they're about to learn it again. Mansion tax only makes Los Angeles housing crisis worse. So they made this mansion tax, quote unquote, and now all rents went up, and now nobody can afford rent. Way to go, liberals. When are you going to learn? Probably never.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Interesting developments here. Tulsi Gabbard was recently on a podcast, the Babylon Bee podcast, and some excellent poll quotes here from Tulsi Gabbard. Quote, there's no one in the Democrat Party anymore who advocates for peace, civil liberties, or freedom. Yeah, she's right. I felt that I had done all I could to try to bring about changes within the party. It became very clear that not only were the powers that be in the Democrat Party not interested in change, they felt directly threatened by me and my message, and therefore retaliated in every way they possibly could. They care more about power than they care about solving problems or what the best interests of the people in the country are. When I say I love my country and I cherish freedom, people are like, gosh, you sound like a right-wing conservative. What happened to you? What happened to me? What happened to the Democrat Party? You know, there's two things about this that Tulsi Gabbard gets from an insider perspective that are just so key to understand. And it's the first part here of this quote. There's no one in the Democrat Party anymore who advocates for peace, civil liberties, or freedom. Okay, well, we see that with policy and rhetoric and approach. But more importantly, this. They care more about power. They care more about power than they care about solving problems or what the best interests of the people in our country are. Power, power, power. That's all the Democrat Party cares about, is power. And what's the driving force? What is, if you could separate politically the left from the right, if it would be possible to make a general statement, a general analysis, what separates the left from the right? The right, the American right, wants to be able to do whatever they want. The American left wants to tell you what you are allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. So, think about it. If you just want to do what you want, political power is not something you lust after because you don't have to control your neighbor. You're not trying to seek power over your neighbor. You're not trying to seek control over somebody else's life or their decisions. But if you're on the left and your entire driving force is telling people how to live, is telling people what they can and can't do, then you need power. That's why it's so important to understand that. The Democrats lust for power because it's the key to all their policies. And without it, they have nothing. Tulsi Gabbard leaves Democrat Party, calling it an elitist cabal. Yeah, they go out and have these fundraisers with all these celebrities and all these rich people, $100,000 a head to sit at a table. They say, the Republicans are the party of the rich. Yeah, I'll have more about that fundraiser in a second. But no, it's all the big billionaire class that supports liberal ideology, Democrat Party politics. But oh no, it's the Republicans that are for the rich guy. Skyhorse Publishing announces upcoming book by Tulsi Gabbard. For the love of country, leave the Democrat Party behind. Bingo! Said it 100 times. Only 2 things survive. The Democrat Party or the United States of America. These 2 things cannot coexist much longer. Only 1 survives. The Democrat Party or the United States of America. Tulsi Gabbard. But see, but that's why they hate America. That's why the Democrats chant death to America in the streets. That's why they burn the American flag. They know the game. This is interesting. Tulsi Gabbard turned down RFK Jr.'s offer to be his running mate, she says. And she gets into it a little bit. And how they were friends. But she declined after carefully considering the offer. I wonder if this isn't because she wants to come out and endorse Trump or be a part of the Trump administration at some point. Kind of what I take from this, because why wouldn't you take that offer? Unless you were looking at something else, potentially, that might interfere with. But I'm just theorizing here. And now the Democrats are coming out and telling you not to do your own research again. Arbiter of Truth and Disinformation Guru tells public, don't do your own research. During a recent discussion, Pennsylvania Secretary of Commonwealth Al Schmidt and Executive Director of Pitt Disinformation Lab Beth Schwanke spoke about beguiling the public into believing establishment sources. Oh, yes. Don't do your own research, says the liberal. Don't do your own research, says the Democrat. Just listen to us. Oh, yeah. But then they say Trump's going to be the dictator. Yeah. MSC meltdown. Trump is going to be dictator for the rest of our lives. It's all projections. They want to dictate your life. They want to tell you not to eat meat. They want to tell you not to have a gas-powered stove, a gas-powered car. They want to tell you not to do their own research, not to do your research. And then, oh, Trump is the dictator. Trump. No, they're the dictators. But they know inherently everybody hates a dictator. So they take all the posturing, they take all the stances, they pose as the dictators, but then they say, Trump is the dictator. That's why Tulsi Gabbard is urging people to leave the Democrat Party. Now, speaking of fundraisers, so it probably shouldn't go unmentioned. Trump has a massively successful fundraiser over the weekend, raises $50 million compared to the $26 million that Biden raised. Now, here's why this is significant. Yes, Trump has big donors, obviously, but the majority of Trump's donors are actually just average blue-collar, working, American, middle-class people. Whereas Biden has $100,000 a head fundraisers featuring Lizzo and Stephen Colbert and all these other celebrities and Obama and Clinton. So Trump doubled Joe Biden at a fundraising event. Trump doubled Joe Biden. Doubled. Now, who did Joe Biden use to create the atmosphere and the energy to have a massive fundraiser? Who did he use? Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Lizzo, Stephen Colbert, the list goes on. Who did Donald Trump use to get $50 million? Who did Donald Trump need? Donald Trump. That's it. Donald Trump didn't have to parade a bunch of old, corrupt politicians. Donald Trump didn't have to bring out a bunch of celebrities to do performances and sell fancy dinners to raise $50 million. You know who Trump needed? He needed Trump. Biden needed all the bells and whistles. Biden needed all the power of celebrity. Biden needed major help to fundraise $26 million. Biden wasn't even the story. Biden wasn't even the focus. Who did Donald Trump need? He just needed Donald Trump. There's no energy in the support for Joe Biden, folks. It's not there. It doesn't exist. Trump's support is real. And you just compare and contrast those two fundraisers, it just tells the entire story. Trump is the leader of his campaign. Trump is the selling point of his campaign. Trump is the mainstay, the focus, the front man of his campaign. What is the number one asset to Trump's campaign for president? Donald Trump. What is the number one asset to the Joe Biden campaign for president? Anyone but Biden. Anyone. Literally anyone. Give us anyone. We don't want Joe Biden in the public. Think about it. Biden is running for president again. He does no interviews. He gives no access. He barely holds any rallies. He can't do a fundraiser without celebrity power up there to draw in cash. What are they going to do, folks? I mean, seriously, if they steal this thing again in 2024, which saying that is now a criminal offense, it's brave to just even say that. If they steal this thing again in 2024, nobody's going to believe it. Nobody's going to believe it. But hell, I mean, they basically told you that's what they're going to do. Or something else will happen and Biden just won't leave the office. Just like they said Trump would do.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.